I've been thinking about something all week and getting ready for today's service. I've been thinking about James Bond and how he likes his martinis. If you have read the novels or seen the movies or whatever, how does James Bond like his martinis? Shaken, not stirred. Shaken, not stirred. That's the only real James Bond, Margie. Sean Connery. That was my Sean Connery impersonation, by the way. Why have I been thinking about James Bond's martinis? Because I don't know how God prefers his martinis. They're nasty things, so I'm not sure they serve them in heaven anyway. But based on today's readings, I think I know how God prefers his disciples. And it's just the opposite of how James Bond likes his martinis. God wants us to be stirred, but not shaken. Let me start with the not shaken part. That really comes out of the psalm that Art just read for us. Did you notice? There's a reference there talking about those who adore and honor the Lord, those who adore and honor God's commandments, those who give generously and are merciful and compassionate. They're not just truly happy. The psalm says they will not be shaken. Now we live in, I think we might all agree, shaky times. The world seems a little uncertain, shaky. Whether you're looking at national news or international news or maybe your own life, it can seem sometimes like up is down and black is white and we don't really know where we stand. But the psalm tells us, notice it even mentions, these sorts of people, God's children, will not be frightened even of whatever they read in the newspaper or online each day in the news. They will not be shaken. And lest you think this is the only place Scripture says this, I didn't even have to go looking. This week in my own morning devotions, I came across three references to this same idea. It runs throughout Scripture, this idea of God's children not being shaken. Here is Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. Or this from Psalm 16. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Or this from Isaiah 54. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace removed, says the Lord. And even just this morning, I was reading in Isaiah, and it said, the wicked will be tossed about like the sea, but God's children not shaken, because we stand on a firm foundation. You might remember as well Jesus' parable about two builders, one building his house on sand, the other on rock. Too often we get caught up in the world and in our lives and realize our foundation, if we're putting our trust in the things of this world, in political parties or power or money or our own opinions, it's like a house on sand, can be shaken. But Christ says, be like the builder who builds on the solid rock of God's love, God's promises, and my teachings, Christ says. If we stand on that foundation, regardless of what else is going on around us, we can be steady. Our hearts can be steady and firm, and we will not be shaken. But, although God does not want us to be shaken, I think Isaiah offers the thought that God does want us to be stirred. We are to be steadfast, but not stagnant. Not complacent. Notice what Isaiah is talking about. The people of Isaiah's time were not being shaken. They were complacent. Isaiah focuses on fasting, on worship, and says, in essence, you folks are going through the motions. Sure, you put on your sackcloth and ashes and you make sure everyone knows you are fasting. But on the same day, you are oppressing your workers. You are quarreling and brawling and causing violence with your fists and with your words. You need to be stirred a bit, reminded that you can't just go through the motions in God's kingdom. It's not enough to just come to worship on a Sunday morning if the rest of the week you aren't living out the things that we say we believe on Sunday morning. And Isaiah goes through a list of them. Here is the fast. Here is the worship that God wants. Help the weak. Feed the hungry. Take care of the poor. As the children referenced today, Jesus says, whatever you do for the least, that's what you do for me. That's how you worship me, by taking care of the least and the overlooked. It's not by coming to church. It's not by fasting. It's not by going through the motions. It's by living it in everything you say and do. This is God stirring us up, as God always does. Look, don't just get complacent. Don't think you've got it all figured out. Don't think you can just rest on your laurels. I want you to grow. I want you to change. I want you to be transformed. That means I'm going to stir you up a bit, God says. I'm going to prune a bit. I'm going to perhaps send some tests, some trials. Everything's not going to be roses. But remember, even if it is, roses have thorns. God's stirring us up. Now, we can be stirred but not shaken because we stand on that foundation of God's love and grace and God's promises. But while we are standing firm, God wants us to be stirred a bit, be challenged. Maybe seek out opinions different than our own. Maybe spend some time with people we wouldn't normally spend time with to challenge us. You don't grow if you aren't stirred and challenged. If you believe and are living your faith at age 70, exactly the things you believed and did at age 7, I think there's a problem. Well, but it's not just me. I think God thinks there's a problem. It's about changing and growing and being stirred. Don't just go through the motions. Live it. As Jesus says to the Pharisees, look, the outside of the cup you clean, but the inside of the cup is filthy. Worry less about the outer appearance and more about what's in your heart and what's coming out through what you say and do from your heart. I invite you to keep in mind James Bond's martinis this week and remember God wants us to be just the opposite. Stirred. Always being stirred to do better, to grow, but not shaken. Not anxious. Calm. But active. Steadfast. But not stagnant. And the bottom line, particularly from Isaiah, and this is not easy to hear, nor is it easy to say, but I think the bottom line of Isaiah and the Psalm speaking to us here today would be, if you came to church this morning just to come to church, not to be stirred, not to be challenged, not to encounter a God who says, I know you can do better. You probably should have just stayed in bed. Amen.